The next patient is Jacqueline Engstrom. The last name is Engstrom. Jacqueline, Jacqueline, Jacqueline Engstrom. Clinical case of a 63-year-old white female that is a type 1 diabetic that is followed in the practice because of the presence of CKD, a stage 3B that is most likely associated to arterial hypertension and type 1 diabetes. Period. The patient has evidence of diabetic nephropathy with macroproteinuria. Period. The patient has decided to change the lifestyle, has the continuous glucose monitoring, and she has been with excellent blood sugar control. On the other hand, the patient was started on Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A, 10 milligrams every day. 20 milligrams every day. And she's also taking losartan. Period. The patient has remained with an estimated GFR of 37, the creatinine is 1.5, and the BUN creatinine ratio is 24. Period, the amount of protein in the urine is 600 milligrams. I have to point out that 8 months ago, this patient had 2.2 grams of protein in 24 hours. Period. The patient is encouraged to continue the plant-based diet. Number two. Diabetes mellitus type 1, that is on insulin pump, and continuous glucose monitoring, the hemoglobin A1C 6.3. Following number, the patient has hypothyroidism that is treated with the administration of levothyroxine. The TSH, the T3 and T4 are within normal range. Continue with the same 100 micrograms per day. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, the patient has hyperuricemia, continues with a borderline uric acid. Despite of the administration of allopurinol 100 milligrams every day, I think that is a diet related, and we are going to continue the close observation. No changes are going to be made. Period. This patient has made the turnaround in the control of her disease. She's happy about it, and we encourage her to continue increasing the activity and with the plan that she's following. Paragraph. We spent 10 minutes reevaluating the blood work and comparing with the prior determinations. In the face-to-face and discussing the case, we spent 22 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.